Sitting with Rod Moselle at Farm Bureau. You guys, we've got a really important election coming up in just a few more weeks, and I know that you've been very passionate about voting no on 805. Can you tell us a little bit about why Farm Bureau has chosen that stance?
Well, our members had started expressing concern about it as soon as it was a petition was filed, and they started looking over the ballot, and then our board took a firm position a few weeks ago. It makes every crime a first crime for like 550 felonies out of the 600 felonies that are now in the books in Oklahoma. And so a lot of those, when you live in rural Oklahoma, and any part of Oklahoma for that matter, but when you live in rural Oklahoma, we have to trust folks to act in a civilized manner and to respect one another's property and respect one another's rights, because a lot of time you're not at that piece
there's
of property.
There's no fence police.
Your house may be in the next section over, mm-hmm. and so from where your barn's at or where your tractors are parked or where your cattle are at, and so we have to count on folks to behave and respect one another, and so it's particularly painful to us if every crime is a first time offense. The people that get away with something tend to do it again and again and again. And if the penalties don't grow for folks that become habitual, so that there's increasing penalties, we're going to have more criminals, I'm afraid, and they're going to cause more damage out across our state. And this is true in urban areas as well. But so we feel very strongly that it's important on the property crimes, and then when you involve the crimes like abuse and preying on children over the internet that are removed from felonies as well, those have tremendous additional personal costs besides even the property costs. But there's victims on property crimes as well as victims on the abuse type crimes, and this should not be in our Oklahoma Constitution. So we're very strongly asking people to vote no on 805.
Well, a lot of people may not realize how detrimental, like, cattle theft can be to a farmer. That's your lifeblood. You know, that's how you're making money. That's how you're raising your family. And that could be devastating if people come and steal your calves, especially second, third, and fourth time.
And it's not only the loss of the cattle and the income that comes from harvesting that cattle, but a lot of times that's the mother to your next generation.
Right.
That's the bull that's going to breed your next generations. And so it has an effect for many generations to come.
Could be a prize show calf.
Right, not just the immediate impact. And as bad as that immediate impact can be, that can be about having food on the table next month or being able to pay help on the farm or to pay your bills for seed or fertilizer. So it's just wrong to take other people's stuff. And we don't want to be training people to do it over and over again. And 805, I think, is going to be encouraging folks to instead of learning the lesson to stop stealing, I'm afraid it's going to encourage more people to become career criminals or to repeat their crimes. And so there's no question we ought to be voting no on 805.
What are some other election items that Farm Bureau is talking about right now that they're passionate about?
Well, we have critical races in our state, all the way from the presidential race, which is huge to agriculture and to rural Oklahoma, to all of our congressional races. And, of course, Senator Jim Inhofe is just – there is nobody in our delegation, and I love all of our delegation, but there's nobody that reaches out to us more to want to know our stands on different issues, to ask our input and opinions. He has been just wonderful for so many years, and he has so much influence with other senators. His impact on our state is just hard to measure, and so we're huge proponents of Senator Inhofe, and strongly encourage folks to get out and support him. To have the chairman of the Armed Forces Committee and yet still have him so interested in farm and agricultural issues is a very, very big thing. And so that's a huge race. We have five very important congressional races. Four of those, I think most folks would agree, are pretty clear cut on how they're going to be. But there's one which is probably the hottest congressional race in the whole United States. Every chart I say it's either number one, number two, or number three. And that's where Kendra Horn is up for re-election for the first time. And State Senator Stephanie Bice is challenging her for that seat. Farm Bureau has a PAC, and our PAC stepped out and is supporting Stephanie Bice in that. And for a number of reasons, we think she's been very responsive to agriculture and to our interest, even though she's from the city area. And in addition to that, we'd like to see folks like Frank Lucas as committee chairman again. And the only way we're going to have Frank Lucas and Tom Cole and Mullins and back as committee chairs as if we are able to win this congressional district and other districts like it around the country. So we're huge proponents of Stephanie Bice in that heavily contested race that people are coming from all over the country. You can hardly buy TV ads in this market for the next 2 weeks because so much money is coming in from all over the country to invest in that race. And then finally, I would mention state House and state Senate races. That, you know, compared to 2 years ago, we had the most candidates for most contested races we've ever had, and certainly in modern Oklahoma history 2 years ago. This year is one of the calmest with the fewest contested races. So there isn't near the fireworks at the state legislative level, but there are still very many important state House and state Senate races across the state. And I would encourage all those that are listening to take time to study those candidates, look at how Oklahoma Farm Bureau and how the Cattlemen's and other groups that you relate to, who they're endorsing and who they're standing up for in those races, and factor that in as you make your decisions on who to support in those important state House and Senate races.
Well, it's been a rough year for everybody, and I know Farm Bureau's had to change the way they do so many things as far as meetings goes, but what are some things that you guys have coming up?
Well, we went ahead and did our full area meetings in person. We have made the decision to do our state convention to do that virtual, and that's actually going to be 2 days after the federal elections. It's going to be on next Thursday, November the 5th.
You guys won't have anything to talk about.
Yeah, they're all. I'm going to be doing my part of that virtual session live because, you know, who knows if we'll even know the results of the presidential election that time.
Yeah.
That and a number of U.S. Senate races could still be hanging even a couple of days later. But we are going to have in-person sessions for that on that Thursday, November 5th. Folks can go to within each of the nine areas. They can attend an in-person meeting to watch that business session and visit with their fellow farmers and ranchers if they want to associate with other folks. If not, they can watch over their iPhone or watch over their computer. Or they can just call and listen in over the telephone. So we're trying to be accessible. We've also stepped up the number of webinars we're doing, and there are just so many important issues right now with the McGirt issue is having tremendous effects across our state of defining what Indian territory is and how the state and the Indian tribes are going to relate with this new climate that we find ourselves in as a result of the Supreme Court decision with Medicaid expansion. With the state budget is going to have a shortfall this next year between $1 and $1.5 billion, and that's out of the part they appropriate, which is $7 or $8 billion. So, to be short $1.5 billion out of a $7 or $8 billion pot is a huge issue. So it's not necessarily going to be a fun year to be a legislator this next year in Oklahoma, and so we're all going to have to be at the table to be involved. As there's lots of important decisions that are forthcoming.